Hey, hi. I'm good. How are you? Excellent. So, what are you hiding behind your back? Nothing? Are you coming in? Just for a second. Okay, come in. Are you gonna tell me what you're hiding behind your back? I think I already know. There it is. Oh my God. Wow, fuck, it looks amazing. Congratulations. Your book is out. Your book is done. Fuck, this looks great. Nice. Hug. Give me a hug. Give me a hug. Oh, congratulations. You've worked so hard on this. Oh man, I can't believe. Look, I'm holding it. I'm holding your book in my hand. This is fucking exciting. Of course I'm gonna read it. I'm probably gonna have to wait till the weekend though, but I'm dying to get into this. But I have a bunch of work to do and I don't want anything to bug me. I wanna sit down and I wanna read this thing. Are you happy with it? Good. I love the cover. Look, there you are on the back. Oh man, this is awesome. This is very, very exciting. This is very cool. You and I are gonna have to celebrate. No, I know. I know. I'm sure you have lots to do with getting this promoted and happening. But no, when you have time and we can get together, we're totally gonna celebrate this, okay? Look at that smile. Look at my smile. This is so cool. Oh, fuck. I can't believe this. It really looks cool. Like, it looks amazing. Oh my God. My friend is a published professional big shot writer. Well, not yet, but you will be. Don't worry, I'm sure like once this gets out and everybody starts reading it and word starts spreading around, you are going to be huge with this. That is a great picture. This is so cool. I'm really excited. I really want to read this. I want to read it now. I don't have time though. I mean, like I said, I really want to sit down and get into this, so. No. I understand. I mean, I'm sure you got a lot to do. Are you doing like interviews and stuff? Okay, well, then get out of here and go get ready for it. Hey, if you can, get me a copy of the interview. I'd love to hear it. Well, see what you can do. Anyway, go do your thing. I know you're busy. Okay, give me one more hug. Hey. Congratulations. I am so fucking proud of you. Okay? Oh man, this is so cool. Okay, yeah. No, you go and we'll get together later. We'll figure it out, okay? Okay. I'll talk to you later. All right. Bye-bye. Hey, congratulations. Okay. All right, bye. Oh man. This is so cool. So cool. No, don't read it now. Don't read it now. Okay. I got shit to do. I'm gonna put you here and totally read that. Oh, hello. Hey. I'm good. How are you? Yeah, she just dropped off a copy. No, I mean like literally, she like just dropped off a copy. No, I haven't read it. I just looked at it. Why, did you read it? When did you get yours? Ooh, some people have privileges. No, I just got mine now. So how is it? I figured as much. I mean, she's been working on it a while. I mean, is it like it's really good? And really interesting. Okay. Well, I'm sure it's interesting. Okay, well, what does really interesting mean? No, I haven't even read a page out of it. I should. Well, I'm going to. What do you mean? You think it's about what? Us. What do you mean? Well, what kind of references? Well, okay, so maybe there's stuff in there that sounds like similar to me. More than. Dead ringer. Well, look, I'm a friend of hers, right? It only makes sense that, you know, she's going to use people she knows as, like, kind of sort of character references. It's me. I highly doubt she wrote a book about me. Okay, us. I highly doubt she wrote a book about us. Yeah, I have it here. Okay, hold on. Okay, what? Okay, 26. Okay, hold on. Okay, what am I looking at? Okay, second paragraph. Okay. The stairs, something. Yeah, okay, so yeah, I mean it sort of sounds a bit like me, but big deal. Like I said, she's gonna use people she knows. You're probably referenced in here, kind of, sort of. No, I'm still not convinced. 35. Okay, I was going to read this on the weekend. This isn't going to spoil it for me, is it? All right, okay, hold on. All right. Okay. So in the back, I always loved that scar. That's kind of, yeah, okay, well, that's a little similar. I mean, I don't know, it's just, like, my scar, why would she use that? I'm still not convinced she's talking about me. I mean, it's probably, like, you know, a rough outline of somebody who's kind of like me, you know? There's a sex scene in it? Well, no. Like, 82. Okay. Okay. Like I said, it's not gonna like spoil this for me, is it? Okay, hold on. Okay. Okay, where am I starting? The top. Okay. Walked over to the bed. Slowly took off her top. Whoa. Ooh. This gets pretty steamy, eh? Okay, that's weird. Well, because she like specifically like mentions one of my tattoos, like the exact thing. Well, like I said, I'm still not totally. Holy shit. Holy shit. Okay, this is. Yeah, this. Okay. I don't know. I don't know what to think about this. I mean, you know, this is like really kind of dead on the money. And this sex scene gets pretty ooh, like really wild. Okay, I don't know. Okay? I don't know. Like I said, she's probably pulling ideas from all kinds of things just to write the story. But I don't think this is like, you know, she didn't write a book about us. You know, her and I are friends. We don't have feelings like that. Okay? We're friends. We hang out. We've been friends a long time. I mean, we don't really go into this territory. So I don't know. I mean, maybe she just needed ideas and, you know, we talk each other a lot. So she mentioned my tattoos and then there's definitely like specific parts that are very specific. But yeah, I mean, still. Well, no, of course I didn't see the ending. I mean, I haven't even read it. Go to the last page. I'm going to ruin the whole book if I go to the last page. I want to read this. Well, I guess I'll find out when I finish it. It is not about us. What? Look, you know, I think you're getting a little carried away. You know, maybe we love each other as friends and that sort of thing, but I think you're getting kind of off track and carried away. Then go to the last page. I'm not making fun of you. Okay, fine. I'm going to ruin the whole thing. All right, I'm going to go to the last page. What do you want me to read? Wait. Read the whole last page. All right, hold on. Okay. After all this time, I finally realized what I needed to tell you, and I told you. I love you so much, and I always have. Okay, this is. And then we wind up together. I don't know. I don't know what to think. Ignoring the obvious. I don't think she's in love with me that way. It's a story. It's fiction. It's just a story. Yeah, well, maybe I will. Maybe I will ask her about this. You just dropped this bomb on me and now you gotta go. All right. Yes, if I get a chance, I'll talk to her about it. I still think you're off the mark, and I still think this is a story, but yes, I will talk to her about it. All right, okay. All right. Well, thanks for all that, and I'll talk to you later. Okay, you too. Bye. That is weird. Really? I need to talk to you about this. There's no way that you just kept this from me and then just wrote it in here. Fuck it. I'm gonna come and talk to you right now. Hi. I know, long time no see. Well, that's what happens when we live down the hall from each other. Can I come in? I know. I won't be long. I won't be long. Okay, thanks. So, I wanted to talk to you about this. Yeah, about your book. All right, you know what? I'm going to play straight. I got a call from a mutual friend of ours who just finished reading your book and mentioned a few things in it that she thought were very interesting. Well, ultimately, she thinks this book is about you and me. Yeah, I know. And I kind of laughed it off, and I thought it was, you know, like, yeah, you're just whatever. Until she started pointing out a couple of things in here. Well, there's things in this book that are very specific to me and basically mention me. Okay, well, that's what I said to her, too. I was like, no, you know, I mean, I even mentioned that, of course, you're going to pull ideas from people that you know and incorporate them into the character, and that's going to be part of the story, but there's things in here that are specifically me. Look, you talk about, you know, this guy has this scar that you like. You know, like this one? And you mention a certain tattoo that you love. And you mention it in great detail, as in this one, which you do love. You've always said you love this tattoo. Okay, fair enough. But then you mention in this sex scene, which I didn't know was in here, you mentioned my room. You mentioned my bed. You mentioned the poster that I have on my wall that I just got a little while ago. Okay, there's all of these things in here that are like my place. Okay, fair enough. Except I went to the ending. Yeah. Because she said, I still didn't believe her, and she said, you should read the last part. So I read the last page. You looked into his blue eyes and realized how happy you were. Finally, you were together. Finally, after all this time, you both knew how you really felt about each other. And then you fell asleep in each other's arms. Is this how you feel? Can you please just tell me? I mean, I haven't read the whole thing, but so far this thing reads like a story about you and I. And there's things in here that I wasn't aware of. Is this how you really feel?
Just tell me.
No, look, you're not going to ruin anything. I just need to know.
Well, why didn't you say anything?
So that I would know.
What do you mean you wouldn't stand a chance? Why?
Yeah, you are different from the girls that I've dated. That's why I dated them. That's why I'm not going out with them. I wish you had said something.
No, this isn't the only way you could tell me. If that's what you felt, then that's wrong. I mean, this is the way that you had to get this out, and that you had to tell me. I wish you had just told me.
I mean, I'm glad you did, but...
Well, I did. I did connect the dots. I did put it together. Even without reading the whole thing. I mean, by the time I read the last page, I could tell this was about you and me.
I have to go?
Why do you feel like a fool?
Okay, no, stop. Listen, you know what? You confessed everything in this, okay? You confessed everything to me in this book. And now it's my turn. Okay, now it's my turn. I have loved you almost since we met. And I don't mean as a friend. I mean, I have been pretty much head over heels in love with you since we met. Because I didn't want to fuck things up. We had this great friendship going, and I thought if I ever said anything, if I ever confessed this, that it would just fuck the whole thing up. So I never said anything. Why would I just say it? I mean this. Why do you think I dated all those girls and then nothing ever happened? Why do you think it never worked out? Because they weren't you. All right? I'd go out with these girls and it'd just be like, all I want to do is be with you. I don't want to be with them. And all this time I didn't want to say anything because I thought if I did, I would just KO this entire friendship because I didn't think I stood a chance with you. Because you're beautiful, you're brilliant, you're successful, you're like, you're all of these things. You're like the ultimate dream girl to me, you're everything. And I thought, well, what the fuck are you gonna want to do with me? Well, then I guess I'm an idiot. Because I didn't write a book to say it. I didn't tell you. I didn't say anything. And you wrote this. You confessed your feelings to me. You just did it here. And now I'm confessing mine to you. If this is how you feel, I need to know that. And you've told me that. And now you need to know how I feel. And that's how I feel. I love you. Every time I see you, my heart lights up. I could be having the shittiest day ever. If I talk to you on the phone, my day is beautiful after that. Even if I get a text from you, just out of the blue, hey, how's your day going? And I always say, my day's going great. And it could have been going shitty before that. But then as soon as I see that text from you and I read it and I know it's from you, my day is beautiful. Just like you. I'm such an idiot. I should have said something a long time ago, but I didn't want to because I didn't want to screw anything up. I figured it was better to have you as my friend than to not have you at all. You're everything to me. I think about you all the time. I can't get you out of my head. I can't get you out of my thoughts, and I don't want to. All these things I read in the book, just a couple of pages. And when I got to the end and I read that, I just thought, wow, did I miss this all this time? Well, apparently I did. I know you didn't tell me. I didn't tell you. I'm telling you now. And you told me in this. I love you. I really do. I've been in love with you for so long. What do we do now? Give me your hand. Come with me. Yes. Yes, we are going to your bedroom. No, 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 look, look. We're gonna take this really slow, okay? I don't wanna rush, I don't wanna push you, I don't wanna... Let's just take things slow, okay? But I wanna hear it from you. I wanna hear it from you. I don't wanna read it in your book, okay? I wanna hear it from you. If you want me, I want you to say it. All I have to say is I want you. I want you too. Other one. Sorry, I'm being awkward. These panties are beautiful. so perfect. You're just perfect. You're so beautiful. Can you lie down on the bed, please? Do you see me? Look in my eyes.
I'm real. Okay, I'm real. You're real. This is real. We're real right now. This is not your book. This is real. This is us. God, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh God, you feel so good. Do it. Please come. Please come for me. Come over me. I need to come inside you. You and it's me. Your book was right. You wrote us. You wrote about us. And here we are. It feels so good. What? Anything. Ask anything. I don't want to. I want to stay like this. I just want to stay like this. Mm. What do we do now? How about we cuddle for a little while? Maybe just kind of have a quick nap in each other's arms. And then maybe later, we could try out that sex scene you have on page 82. I like that idea too.